I've got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late. Welcome to episode number 68.
Hello, and welcome back.
Welcome back, mate. It's 8:30. Not quite. It's nearly 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's a bit more than that, but it was a very great rhyme. I very much enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Nice.
Did you enjoy your day today?
Yes, of course I did.
I don't know what you did. Tell me.
Yeah, I basically did not.
Casual conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't, nothing is forced here at all. No, it actually wasn't that much of an eventful day. I basically just prepared for everything that's gonna happen in the last in the next months and weeks. So basically I was I was basically a bit planning my trip on which I will head to tomorrow, and I was also packing my stuff. So that was basically it, and it took longer than expected. It's just a lot, and always is something more that needs to be looked at. So yeah, it was just a lot to do, and I did that, and I did feel kind of good because I actually did something the whole day and did not just procrastinate, which is very good. So that was definitely a positive. But in the end, I didn't do anything very exciting, just organizing
the way
my
things. The way you framed it in the beginning was, it felt like it was so casual. Like, I prepared everything I had to for the next weeks, months. But I kind of did that myself. Did all the paper stuff for uni, and in the beginning I thought like it would take me 15 minutes, but in the end I think it took me about 4 hours with everything, and I'm still not finished yet. That's 4 hours of whole paperwork, but in the meantime I was also searching for a place to stay for the next years. For flat.
So you also prepared for the next years, not for months and weeks.
But I'm not finished yet, and wasn't all today, but you prepared for the next months just today. No, you already prepared in the past months for the future months.
Next months, yeah. That's
And today I accidentally had to do maths and other stuff that I didn't know before I had to do. It was a test if this study that I want to do suits me, if it fits me, if I'm ready. Bit late if you ask me. I already agreed and dropped all the other courses I had an invitation for, or waited for an invitation. And then they asked me to do a test. Okay.
if it even fits you.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I mean, I did the same test, or it was at least a very similar one. But for me, it was like on the very beginning of the application process, so it kind of made more sense to do it then.
Mine was more or less the last step I had to do before, like, having everything together. Like, I had to only sign one other thing to promise everything is true, what I said, and clicked and sent them. That's it. The test was just the step before that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. But I passed it. You couldn't really fail at it. But the results were okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more like, I think it was called self-assessment.
Yeah,
even
right.
In English, because it's very fancy, even though it's a German university. But yeah, so it was kind of like to show you if it fits you, and if the results are very bad, they tell you, well, either you didn't do it very seriously,
yeah,
or you just shouldn't do this subject, maybe, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, so in maths, they told me that I'm like medium level, and told me that it's okay and I still can do it. It doesn't mean I would fail at the study. And also, personally, it showed me that I didn't do math for a full year, or yeah, only at the level of fifth graders.
Yeah.
Because I worked with fifth graders. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also, when I did it, I mean, I was kind of in the same situation. It was only 1 or 2 months ago, so I also didn't do math for a very long time. And the biggest problem was to re-engage with all these types of tasks to look it up how you do it. Like the basic, it was kind of weird. It was nothing that I didn't understand anymore, but I just needed to get into the topic again. And once I had that, after a few minutes of figuring it out, the tasks were kind of okay to do. It was never basically a huge problem for me.
Yeah.
But I just had to get back into the topic and think, just to get the process, what do I have to do now to get through this result? and so on.
Exactly.
After the task, I could have done like another one of the sorts and far more easily. Yeah.
Basically, I think applying for uni is way too complicated. In the way the websites are designed.
Yeah, university websites are kind of shitty.
I think I told it before. I searched for 1.5 hours just to figure out where the applying button is. I already knew that I wanted to apply for a particular university, and they didn't need to like tell me more arguments why they're the best and reasons to study there. I already knew that, but I couldn't figure out where and how to, or not how, they told me how, but they didn't show me where to apply. Yeah, they need so much stuff. Today I said it would be nice if I could just hand them my Abitur and just say, hey, I want to study that. Thanks. Just, like, call me in October when it starts.
Yeah.
Why do they need so much stuff?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, for me, it was far more easily because I didn't have, or my subject that I want to study doesn't have any regulations, basically, in terms of you still have to have an A-levels degree, or the German version of that. It's called Abitur, but you don't need a specific grade in your exams to get a position in where you want to study. So it was far more easily, but I still had the university had like an extra document with a checklist of the different steps that you have to take to apply, and it's still an whole A4 piece of paper, document page, with like 10 to 15 steps on it. So that's kind of the area where we're talking, and for you it was far more difficult because you still had the more restricted.
First I searched for different universities where my course is available, decided which ones I like, then I had to create an account on every one of those websites after I searched and found it after 90 minutes. Needed to create an account there, apply there, collect all the applications in a different or on a different website, whatever or why ever this is necessary. But it is kind of smart because it summarizes all the statuses of your applications and tells you if something happened. But why can't all these universities, if they're working together, just make it all on this one website? Whatever.
I don't know.
So I had to create multiple accounts. And obviously you have then several accounts, many passwords and all that. Glad that we are already in the future and have things like virtual password managers. Don't know any of my passwords from those uni websites. They are just in my browser. But yeah, that, and then you need to wait and pray that any one of those wants you, and then another whole thing starts. Yeah. But I don't complain about the part of applying then, if you found it. I complain about the websites. They are way too unstructured or overload with information. Just unstructured. They seem structured, but I was going in circles while searching for the application part of the website. I clicked through like 4 menus down, like sub pages, and after the 4th one I landed on the first one, and from the first to the third, and I was going 2 full circles after I knew, oh, it's like where I was 5 minutes ago. Because there is also so much text, like entire 2 books in between, that you or I didn't read, or like I only overflew it because it's so much information and I didn't want to know all that information. Also often unnecessary information for me, like for people who studied abroad and want to move there or whatever specific things. I think I'm almost there. Oh yeah, it's Aachen for me now, by the way, because last week it was kind of a guess, I'm not sure, but I dropped the other applications and applied for Aachen now.
That's great.
Kind me of. Too. Yeah. Let's see. And this is the last episode before the summer break, by the way, because you are going to Aachen to see some accommodations, some flats, and after that on vacation with your family.
In Scotland.
Scotland. To see some sheep and brick walls.
Very important. Yeah.
Only thing in Scotland.
Yeah.
And maybe pubs. Irish pubs. Why
Irish
ever.
Pubs in Scotland.
Yeah, why ever. Irish pubs in Scotland.
Yeah. Irish pubs are everywhere, so why shouldn't they be in Scotland?
True. I wasn't in Ireland ever, but maybe there are no pubs, no Irish pubs in Ireland.
That would be, but isn't every pub in Ireland an Irish pub?
Yeah.
Technically.
Even if it's another, like, an, are there other to be called pubs? No, it's
even
just
if
Irish
they sell
pubs.
Belgian beer, it's still an Irish pub because
yeah,
it's in Ireland.
But it sells Belgian beer.
Yeah.
Okay, short update on my book. I am on page 121, like only read once or also in the past days. But I read.
Yeah, very good.
Probably, hopefully, I'm through the book and the next episode. We will see. And another update on Stranger Things. Didn't watch it. But I saw on Twitter from the writers that they already started with season 5. Like from now on, 3 days ago or so, they started writing on the last and final season of the series.
Yeah. But yeah, they had I read an article about that. And they said basically that they had from season 1 on the basic outline for the whole story already in mind, and they just went with the flow and the episode how they turn out to decide if it's gonna be 4 seasons or 5, and
yeah,
it's going to be 5. So
yeah, lucky us, but nevertheless they are writing now currently how exactly the fifth season will be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
One other thing. I finished my voluntary work now. Friday last week was my last day. It was nice. Cool, sad, and everything in between. On Thursday it was cool because I could see the new school, or I could go to the construction site and see how far they are currently or where at the moment. They're probably far further now because the school is moving like 20 meters, but still they're moving into a different building because the current one's pretty old and like they need a change and bigger rooms and everything. Exciting. It's like they're building it out of these big containers that are found on container ships in a harbor. Like,
yeah,
and it's weird. I see or saw those all the time every day, and couldn't really imagine how it is in there. I already knew from saying that those are pretty advanced and cool, and I trusted those people, but I didn't know how it is. And now I stood in one of those container buildings in a future school, and it is indeed pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, you also showed me pictures from inside, and even I still can't really see the connection from these containers, how they turn into that. So
yeah, they are really, I mean, it's obvious, kind of, but also weird. There are real heavy stone stairs in this building and real doors. whatever. It's yeah, it's like only the outline of the buildings, of course, that it's fast and easy to place and also to destruct in the end after, I don't know how long they plan to have this as a main building, maybe 5 years or so, I don't know. But you can easily deconstruct it and place it then later wherever you want. So it's like a fast and easy building kit.
Yeah.
That's maybe.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why? But seeing those ship containers and being in a school building are two different worlds. But I saw and experienced it. And that was Thursday. And on Thursday and also Friday was like people whispering and like keeping secrets from me because they planned something and I knew that. But
I mean, it's kids, they
no, also they can't hide also the adults much. the teachers,
yeah, of course.
And they surprised me.
Surprise
on Friday. And also I brought cookies. You helped me, you and Doc. We made those on Thursday evening, decorated them, and I brought them on Friday into one of the classes I was the most in. And yeah, talked some nice words to them, wished them the best for the future, and promised I will visit them in September or so when they are in the new building, to see how it is with furniture and people in it.
Yeah.
And no cables hanging from the ceiling.
From the ceiling, yeah.
So
there were enough cookies for all of them.
It worked almost perfectly out. There was just one cookie left, like the backup one.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it was even a backup one. The weekend before, I made the same cookies and had one left that I thought, maybe it's not enough for all the kids. I might bring this one as well. And just one was left. It was exactly the backup one. Crazy.
Great.
Yeah, but they were happy about it, and I talked to them, and they wished me luck and whatever, nice words. Not going to recap all that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was very, very nice, wholesome moments for like a quarter hour. Could have just said 15 minutes, whatever. and after that, I was standing in the hallway talking with a teacher, now friend, and he said so nice things, and in my mind I was thinking and recapping the whole year or 10 months, and it was a hard time partly, and that's one side. I made many friends, know so much more people now, and it's the people and good memories in the end. And in the hallway he made me cry, and then other people of course were looking because everyone in the building knew, every one out of those about 500 to 600 people knew it was my last day. Everyone was looking, and other ones said, no, why are you doing this? Already we wanted to say goodbye all together now in the library, and yeah, like 5 minutes later we went into the library. I already said goodbye to one class personally, like 20 students and one teacher, and then we went into the library. All the students of the 4th and 5th grade were there, and everybody else who wanted to, and it was a full library, and yeah, I got a doodle, a nice picture, a painting, whatever, art from the same teacher from the hallway. Nice text on the back side, and a collection of pictures, paintings students made for me.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And the rest, the people that didn't have a cookie before, also got one. And from the bosses of, or yeah, my chefs. No, not chef. The bosses. I got also some things. Yeah. Was fulfilling and hard and wholesome and yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sounds very, very nice.
I complained a lot. If not here on the podcast, then privately to other people, because of things. But in the end, Friday shows me that it definitely was not easy to go away from there, and that it meant something.
Yeah.
And in the time there, I learned a lot of things, life lessons, whatever, people, friends, and it was worth the time. At least it was worth the time for me to think about what I want to do in the future. At least, if it's nothing, then that.
But it wasn't nothing.
It was it was more than that, yeah. But at least that for that it would already be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds very wholesome and nice. And I'm happy that you had a nice, and wholesome and good goodbye.
Yeah.
And that you weren't too happy to go there, even though it was hard sometimes.
I'm glad it was hard for you. Have you said it already? I'm not sure. The big party changed for you this Monday? Yeah.
Yes, Monday.
We could insert a song here. Almost. We would have to do it next week.
Got my driver's license last week. Yeah. Yeah, that was really also what I had in mind right after I passed the exam. But yeah, I was going to wait for the segment that we just started.
Here's the win of the week.
Of course. Yes, you said it already. I did it. I am very happy. I passed my driver's license test. And now I have a driver's license. Or not really. I will get my driver's license now.
I have some sort of paper that looks totally illegal.
Yeah.
And not official.
Yeah. I have this, like... yeah, what's the word? It's like a piece of paper that you get that you have something, because the real driver's license is not ready yet. But I have a piece of paper that says basically I have passed my test. I am capable to drive, and together with my ID, yes, there are two things here in Germany. I can now drive in Germany, but not everywhere where the German driver's license would normally count or be accepted. Yeah. But I passed my test, and that's very, very good, because it was a long time since I started.
August last year, you told here that you did a first aid course in preparation, or you actually needed for the driver's license. Yeah, I remember that was August last year, so nearly almost whatever a year, 11 months.
Yeah, then in October or September, October, I had my theoretical courses. Then in February, I passed the theoretical test, also at the first try, but it just took a while. I don't really know why, but to get these places is quite tricky. And then in March, or or May, I started with the practical drivers or driving lessons, and that's a whole process. In the end, I had like 50 lessons of each 45 minutes. We always did like 4 in a row, so I was 3 hours in the car. And yeah, that was quite a lot. And I was I was quite a good student. At least that's what my teacher told me. Other people need far more lessons. But yeah, I still thought that worked quite a lot. I mean, if you inform yourself about it before, it says like you will probably, or you have to do 12. You will probably need around 30. And as I said, I did 50. So that's kind of the step. Maybe I also chose a driving school where it's a very high, or where they have very high expectations, and so they do a little more driving lessons, but you learn more also, maybe that, yeah. But now I passed, and it was actually pretty close in the end, because yeah, as I said, on Monday I passed the driver's license test, and tomorrow I want to go away from Dresden, or not really, but I'm not here anymore for a long time. So I'm going to go to holidays and then basically straight up to Aachen and live there. So I would have, if I didn't pass, or if I wouldn't have made it in time, I would have needed to find another driving school in Aachen probably. And yeah, I don't know, probably don't start all over again. No. I mean, I don't. But I still would still have to do some lessons that they know what I can do. And yeah, I also need to learn the streets there and the area to kind of get around better, which is very useful for the test, and so on. It would have been a whole lot more work and also a whole lot more money that I needed to spend. But luckily that isn't the case, because I passed the test and now I can drive. Great.
Even just repeating it here would have been more money. Like 300-400 euros, I think.
Yeah, it's
euros.
Euros. Yeah, it's quite expensive here in Germany, and also quite long. But yeah.
Yeah. To already have one of my 5 questions, what was or is the hardest part of the whole driver's license, or to specify in the driver's test and the final test? What do you consider the hardest part?
To stay calm. I think most of the, if your driving teacher says or thinks that you're ready for the exam, then in a normal environment, like in a normal driver's lesson, you would have already passed it a few times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in the exam, it's a whole different story, because you suddenly have this pressure that you have to do everything correctly, and you have someone else sitting in your car that you don't know or haven't spoken to, and it's just a very, yeah, you get very excited. I mean, everyone knows that from other exams. And when you're not calm in the car, you can very easily
make mistakes,
mess stuff up and make little mistakes, even though, yeah. And I think that's one of the most difficult parts, if you can just keep calm and do what you always do in the driving lessons before, then the exam isn't that that much. Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, it's also only 45 minutes where you just do what you already did.
And you're also there to make mistakes. Or to learn not to make mistakes.
Yeah, so just to really keep calm and collected and then concentrated also with that in your driving exam.
Probably it's...
is probably the hardest
part. Yeah, and probably it's also because it costs you extra 300 to 400 euros if you mess up.
Yeah, and sometimes you just start to overthink. Like, things that you do intuitively, that's the word, correctly in your driving lessons, you suddenly start to overthink that maybe and then come to a wrong conclusion just because you're excited and not calm, and that's very dangerous. I think that's the part where most people mess up their exam, because or at least from what I've experienced, no driving teacher will let you do the exam if you're not ready. So that's just, they don't do that. They're experienced enough to judge that. So, yeah.
Okay. But let's do the five question, the recommendation first before we continue.
Mm-hmm.
My song today is Hey Lover by the Daughters of Eve, and I have nothing more to say about this except here's an example.
The ex.
Yes,
I instantly had the song "Hey Brother" in my head, just playing "Hey Brother."
No, it's completely different.
Yeah. Do you have anything else, or should
I continue? No, continue, please.
Yeah, my song today is a German song once again. It is by the artist Alligator. And it's called Stay in Touch. And here it is.
Well, let's stay in touch, stay in touch. Lassen nicht los, wir kleben fast. Stay in touch, stay in touch. Weil ich dich so nicht gehen lass.
Short break before it.
Short break, yeah.
Okay, and the second song.
Just to keep the how's it called? Tension. keep the tension. Sorry. No, I don't have a second song, but I do have another recommendation, which is, I think I recommended it before, but second season is here. I'm fully into the ride again. Only Murders in the Building. It's great. I remember. It's just great. I very much enjoyed the show. It's and
Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
I still pay Netflix money and haven't watched anything since a half year.
Yeah, Disney Plus. I thought about it many times to cancel the subscription, but every time I did, there was something new coming up. It's like there's like one Star Wars, or there are a few Star Wars series that interest me. But I don't watch all of them. Never. There's like a few Marvel series, or a lot of them coming out. I don't watch all of them. And some other stuff. And it's like, it's barely enough that interests me that I don't cancel the subscription.
Yeah.
And when a second season, like Only Murders in the Building, comes out and it's just so much fun, then I'm not going to cancel the subscription.
For me,
they got me with that.
Similar for me with Netflix, except there's already more than enough for me to watch that I'm interested in, but I still don't watch anything and just watch other stuff or make videos myself or whatever. Do completely different stuff or actually don't have time for it.
Yeah.
But continue to pay.
Yeah. Take my money. Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, again, there's been a new trailer for another Star Wars series. And the Star Wars series...
What series? Like, what is it called? It's not Eternals. It was some Marvel stuff.
No, Andor. Andor, is it called, I think.
But there was...
Andor, maybe.
Wasn't there also something similar to Eternals from the word, but Star Wars? Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Mandalorian season 1 was great. Season 2 was good too.
Oh, do you think season 1 was better?
I don't know. I think both were good.
Because I have only seen season 1 and didn't like it really. I needed to force myself almost to watch it. Was nothing that really catched me. It was like very slow paced, I think. Too much slow paced for me. And I mean, there was action, but it was too boring for me. Let's put it that way. Wasn't invested in the story so much as well. Couldn't really feel with the characters because they are really cold. And you don't empathize with them too much except for Baby Yoda, maybe. But that's it. And people were telling me that the second season is so much better, but for me it didn't make sense to only watch the second season but to see the first one first.
But from the criticism that you had, I think the second season could interest you.
Okay.
It
gives me hope. But I still haven't really seen a movie or series since February, except for cinema. Is there actually something interesting in the cinema right now?
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Okay.
I actually watched that yesterday in the cinema with my sister. There was quite a spontaneous adventure or thing that we did, but it was nice.
And was it worth it?
Yeah, it was good.
Rated out of 10?
7.
Okay, like worth to watch it, but nothing spectacular.
Nothing completely spectacular, had its problems, but still very enjoyable.
Yeah, I just looked up. A new Bibi and Tina movie is out, the fifth one, but it's not worth watching it because it has new actors.
Sad.
And that's the thing with movies that have actors as faces for the roles and then change them up.
But what I wanted to say to Disney Plus, Star Wars, I have no idea how they do it. There's so much criticism about Star Wars, especially what Disney
about
has done,
the whole fandom,
but still every
franchise.
Or especially since Disney bought it, but still everyone watches it, and I don't know why, but the trailers, they look just so good. And also like Obi-Wan, it had most of the time basically, or it had a lot of moments where you thought to yourself, really, is that where you're going? Or it had enough points that you can criticize, but then they just know how to show Darth Vader, and everyone's happy. It's incredible. They have like the first or the whole series is completely carried by Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and very much also by even Ian McGregor. It's incredible what they do.
Just what the fans wanted. The plot is more or less like could be completely garbage.
But to see Darth Vader at this peak or at this level of his power and at this status that he also has as like the most feared man in the universe, and the show really does it really works in the show that they show you why he has that kind of reputation. Because it's just pure evil, really. It's incredible. There are a few moments of like Darth Vader and Obi-Wan in the series, and also a few other characters. But there are really a few moments that are so good that you just look over all the shitty and sad and bad stuff that's going on, because there are a lot of problems, but they're just these moments. Also completely carried by the other films and the backstory of all the characters, that's been incredible.
But if something is polarizing, then it's in the end like publicity, and it works out. And still, if there's criticism, people that are talking really harsh negative about it, so people wonder why and will in the end watch it. And that's what they need, people to watch it to pay for the subscription, and they will get the money. And
yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
That's how I ended up watching Squid Game as well. People were talking about it. It was nothing that interested me.
Yeah.
People were talking about it, and I wonder why. I wonder how. I watched it. I didn't like it the head much. It was, I'd say, 5 out of 10. But it doesn't count for Netflix. For them, I paid the subscription. I watched it. And like in the statistics, the numbers were rising because of me.
Yeah.
As well. Because of the, I don't know, 120 million other people, but I was one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready? Are missing in my language. Are we ready for the 5 questions?
For the four left ones.
Yeah. Number one. Have you ever wished for money for your birthday? And if so or if not, do you think that's a good idea? Or if it's too unpersonal? Or what do you think about it?
I don't think I ever wished for money as a gift. But what do I think about it? That's it's very interesting. Well, I think it's a little bit... it's not as personal, of course, as a real present that you give someone. Yeah. But in some situations, it's just necessary. When, for example, in this situation that we are right now, when it's just that you need some money to be able to pay your rent and you're studying at the university, for example, then there's nothing you can really wish for, nothing, no real present, but you still need kind of the money. I guess it's necessary in some situations, and where really the best thing you can give someone is money. But for me, one thing that you also, I guess, most of the time when you want, when you'd gift money could do is like a, sorry, how it's called. I have to look it up for a
moment.
It's like a gift card or something like that, that you basically say, I want to to give that object to you, but I don't know what specific you want, and we have to look it up, for example. Or
yeah,
for example, like if it's a something to wear, then you could or like, of course, meet up beforehand, but the person that it's gifted to basically has to try if it fits or not.
If so, it's a new suit or dress, for example.
Yeah, and instead of just giving the money for it, you can say, "I'd like to," or
"I'd like to pay for your new dress. Let's go try some out in the next week."
Yeah, and that's, you still have basically this personal note of, you know what the person needs and wants, and you'll get it to her, and you also do something together, but it's just not possible to get the real present. So that's something you can do.
I think it's for people who know you good enough, it's not a good present. But for people who want to gift something to you but don't know what, it's maybe a valid option, because they don't know you good enough. But it's also very unpersonal, but better option, as if they were to gift you something garbage that you can't do anything with.
Yeah.
So money would be a better and safer option, but also very impersonal. A way around it would be with a gift card, a coupon, like in that direction. But better as if they were to gift you something you wouldn't use in the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the smooth option, but like a safe option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I haven't wished for money, like, don't know what I want or need, just give me money. Haven't wished it that way before. There were one or two moments where I wanted one specific thing and was, like, collecting money for it, and yeah, wish then for money for that specific goal, to have everything together to buy it in the end, but not like I don't know what I need, want, wish for. Yeah, but I agree with the things that you said. Just wanted to present you my past. Okay, number 2/3. Do you, because we had the drivers question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in second chances?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that was hard.
I mean,
in every case.
Yeah.
Even if I murder your sister.
I mean, that's very hard.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, but.
But would you still believe if it was an accident? Because obviously everyone would say, I don't know, it was wrong with me, drugs, alcohol, it was a mistake, it was an accident.
Yeah, well, in this cases, or in such hard cases, I think you really have to make sure that the person has really changed doesn't just play it, basically. But to rob someone of the chance to change and to to accept that you made a mistake, that's just not not okay. Mm-hmm. I think you need to have that much faith in people that you at least hold the opportunity open that they can change, that they can admit they made a mistake and really do something. I mean, in the case of a murder, it's definitely it's a long way that you have to go to really get a second chance, I would say. Because
that's the thing. How do you know someone is worthy of the second chance? Like, how do you know it? They did it on accident or will better themselves?
Yeah, I that's a good question.
Do you
I don't know, but I'm not a
I'm not a psycho. Psycho dog.
No, I'm not a psycho dog. I also thought it sounded more like the animal, but yeah, there are people who really have a plan of what's going on in people's mind, or I think so. I would kind of outsource that problem to people who really studied it. I think that's a good way to go. But the basic idea to that people can change, definitely, yes. Definitely, I do believe in second chance.
You as a judge. Hang on, tell me, bro. Was your first time? Yeah, I swear, bro. Was for first time murder. I haven't murdered anyone yet. Like, for real? Yeah, it was my first time. Okay, I think it was an accident, wasn't it? Yeah. Will not ever happen again. Okay, swear, bro. Yeah, I swear. On my mom. Okay. Sorry to the victims, but like it was his first time. I believe in second chances. Nothing happened.
That's not at all what I meant. Of course.
No, but if it was so. Like it's first
time.
Of
course you get a of course you get a penalty.
2 days in prison.
Yeah.
Enough time to think about it.
Yeah, it's obviously not, but of course you get a penalty if you do a crime, but
the penalty
I mean, murder is really hard.
In case of murder would be then that you go to prison for life or for 20 years or so. And it's like if you're 40,
but not in every case.
If you're 40 and go to life for 20 years prison, it's like, I know not completely your life, but after you're 60, you're missing out a huge part of life.
Yeah, of course, but you also have killed someone. They have missed out of a bigger part of life. Please, of course they get a penalty, but you can't.
I know. But what I was questioning with that is it then a second chance that they are getting already with the rules set, with the law that we are having currently?
But the law already has like an area of penalties that you can give. I mean, for basically everyone, there's a range in how bad the case was and how much of a penalty you think as a judge is deserved. So we basically have this system.
Was it your first murder? I swear.
Yeah, I swear, bro. Yeah, I think we are. Yeah, definitely yes to the question. I do.
Jokes aside. What's your go-to midnight snack?
My go-to midnight snack. I don't often make a midnight snack.
Mine is often just a banana.
That's very good.
banana, fast snack, or toasts, because I'm hungry and it's midnight and I'm sleepy and tired. I don't want to, like, cook or prepare anything long term, for the next week. Yeah, and toast and banana is just like a fast way to still my hunger.
Yeah, I think I I really don't often have a midnight snack, and when I do, it's more because I want something sweet and not really because I'm hungry. So I would probably just eat a cookie, for example. Or maybe in very few cases, I also maybe eat a bowl of cereal for some reason.
That. Yeah, I can't go hungry to bed. I can't sleep then. I mean, I can, but it's hard and takes 2 hours longer. But often we eat dinner at like 6:30 to 7. Today not. But around that time, and when you're up to midnight or 1 a.m., that's like 5 to 6 hours later, and could happen that you already want to eat something again.
Yeah, I just...
It's a speed banana. I don't know why, gone. 1 minute.
Yeah, I totally get that, speed that you snake. Wouldn't want to go hungry to bed, but I basically never have that. I don't know why, but...
Because they eat so much.
Yeah. Yes. I'm always overfed.
Yeah. Still no breakfast in the morning. Okay, I had a hard time this week figuring out questions. I think I did okay so far.
Yeah, it was but not bad.
My final one, like, it's not even a question in my notes. It's it just says China bees. And I'm not sure if I'm able to pull a question out of this. I also have a backup question that I came up with like a minute before we started, when you ran to the toilet before we hit record.
All right.
Let me ask both of the questions, and you decide if the first one is even a question or you want to answer the other one.
Yeah, I'm at this point, I have no idea where you're going with the first one, but I'm up for it.
China
and
bees.
I'm probably choosing that one.
Okay,
but we will
okay
see.
So the second, the backup question would be, if I were to offer you now that we are going skydiving tomorrow, and you would have time tomorrow, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Would you go skydiving with me? With an instructor, you don't need to figure out yourself. That would be the backup question. The first one, China bees, at the dinner table. Don't also know how we got there. We talked about that there are no bees left in China, and that they need to. What was it called? Stäuben in German. The cherry blossoms by themselves. I need to find out how it's called. It's pollinate or dust. They need to do this with the flowers to get cherries in summer. And someone has to do that. My idea was to force everyone in China to what was it? Pollinate one entire cherry tree. In Germany we had up until 2012 that you need to help the army for 1 year to contribute or to do 1 year of like doing something social, helping in some social jobs. So my idea was to force that for the Chinese people to just one pollinate one entire cherry tree. And here's the problem. There's no question to that. We need to figure out the question. Like, do you think that's okay? Or do you think it's a good idea? Or is one tree too much, too less? Are they even one in 1.4 trillion, billion, not trillion, whatever, a billion people, no, trees, or...
cherry tree.
How long does it take to pollinate a entire tree by yourself, by hand?
I don't know. I think it's...
Go skydiving.
Yeah, I would go skydiving with you. The whole bee situation is very interesting. What do we do with this part of a question? It's very interesting. I mean, I don't think everyone would be would do a great job. I mean, what do you have to do with you basically
paint like them with dust of other cherries. It's like how
You get a brush and you have
that's
to.
That's like how sex on plants work.
Yeah, you get a brush and you have to put things on
brush
the
male
flowers
and you brush the female flower part. Yeah,
and then you're
dust
done.
And pollinate.
Yeah, great. Interesting. Yeah, I
don't know.
No, I don't think that everyone should just do this. I mean.
I don't think that you can do it really wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, nature isn't like 100% foolproof with that. I mean, there's bees and they are not interested in making the sex real for the plants. They just want the yummy, tasty nectar and other things inside there to make their house, their wax nest house to make new bees.
Yeah.
4 months ago, I learned about bees. No one would ever notice.
I think, yeah, and the question is it necessary? Do we need
right now
everyone?
There are people whose job is to do that. So my idea was if there's a need because it's too less people, I don't know that, but I just thought it was that way. You would just force everyone so no one could say, I don't want to do it. And then we are where we are right now. You have people whose job is to do that every day. But my idea was one tree in a whole year. I mean, you would need to do it in like February to April. So you'd have 2 months. But enough time to dust a whole tree. Would be also bad for the industry, I think, if like for 2 months, whole China is just pollinating cherry trees.
That would
but
be
the
really
cherry
cool.
industry would
yeah,
boom in summer.
I think you could make like the system how it is with with, for example, in Germany, with helping at elections. That I don't know how many cherry trees there are, but you could just like take number of people, however much you need, and just randomly elect a few from society, from the whole populations, and they just have to do it for like one day, and they get a little sheet of paper, or no, they're modern, they get a little note to their employer that says, sorry bro, I'm off pollinating.
Here's the government.
Helping plants having sex. Yeah, I'm just helping out with the plants. They need some help there, so I'm gone for this day, but I'm going back tomorrow, and that's just it. Then you get one free day in which you can pollinate one or a few cherry trees, how much there's needed, and then you're back to your normal work,
okay.
And that's it. So that would be
my
that
assumption
would be
was that there are exactly as many cherry trees as people in China. Probably not.
yeah.
But like with your idea, we could fix that with also not destroying the industry or economy one day, like a few people, and on another day a few other people, or like these people would like it's quarter of the population and they need also to pollinate 4 trees each. But I think that's a good solution. It's a problem
yeah,
that probably doesn't exist.
Yeah, government of China, if you hear this, which I'm sure you do because we're at Discord, just leave us a note if it works when you tried it, and we can talk about the
price.
Of the idea, but maybe we'll just sponsor it for you. Just like it's on
shout
the house
out or handshake would be enough also.
Yeah,
shout
yeah.
out in the local newspaper of Peking.
Thanks to the bros in China. And we will contact you if we have another great idea to make to solve a problem in your country. So yeah, thank us later.
That's it, all of my questions. Ta-da.
Yes.
All of my 3¾ questions.
Yeah, you could say it. I would say it was 5. A whole. Just. Yeah.
Mm. I also had another question. Meanwhile, I made the drive exam question up, but I already deleted it from my notes, so I forgot.
Great.
But it was even worse than China Bees.
you basically had 7 questions.
Yeah, but 3 completely garbage ones. I mean, the China Bees one
was
my
fun.
Valid option 4. I had a worse one.
Well, huh. But it was great fun.
Let's,
it was very nice.
Let's end it here.
Yeah.
Because you need to edit this one. And
right now.
Yeah, right now. So you can get your train tomorrow
mm-hmm.
to Aachen to visit people, future roommates. Possible
hopefully
roommate.
future
possible roommates.
Yeah.
We need an episode title. Let's figure out now our title. or and we won't
right.
End this earlier. So if this episode is still 15 minutes long,
you know what's going to come.
Just skip to the end. But yeah.
You can basically turn it off because you already know what the end result will be.
But the part where we deliver some content is over now. And do you have ideas?
I have three.
I have none.
Great. Here they are. The first one is a very straightforward. No question, China bees, of course.
Yeah.
That's, I really like the end, like, one-to-one phrasing how it was in the episode, so perfect. Then I have website jungles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was...
In my notes, it's just applying to uni is hard with four A's. But
very good.
That topic. And number three.
Mm-hmm. Number three is helping plants with sex. Because they can't do it anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Bees don't want to make sex real for plants. Extra long title.
Yeah. Those are the possibilities.
First murder for real, for real. Those one option for me.
Great.
Got my driver's license last week. Driver's license.
Just like we always talked about. Hmm. But you were so excited.
This is really boring to listen to.
To finally drive up to your house.
Let's do it 15 minutes anyway. For those who
but
still listen.
Through the suburbs.
I'm searching for some jokes right now to deliver to you.
No, I have to edit.
Just three jokes I can find now. The first three.
Alright.
I find.
The first three. Yeah, we will do that. And whichever one is the best, then... The title gets selected.
Why did the golfer bring two pair of pants? In case he gets a hole in one. Oh shit. Am I the only man my wife has ever dated? Unfortunately, yes. She said the others were all 9 or 10s. Oh shit. Am I the only one?
Wasn't that
it says
great
am I the only man my wife has it says
but it has to be am I the only one
fucked up the joke but it says it too.
Stupid website.
All
right, one last one.
Two sheep walk into a bar.
But the delivery was great. So that was definitely my favorite one.
But I think it's China bees. Can you repeat the other ones? I forgot.
Agree. Website jungles, helping plants with sex. But China
the third one is also strong. Helping plants with sex.
Yeah, but I think China bees.
Okay, it's China bees. China again. Yeah. No, we haven't had China yet, but we had a lot of. Nah, I'm a Trump.
Doesn't matter. China bees. It is, and it is what it is.
You need to edit now and get it. Episode editing midnight snack. Why is midnight without E?
Maybe. That was a very chaotic end. I hope you're still around, but it was a lot of fun. We will hear each other again not very, very soon because I have no idea when actually. It's going to be a very
maybe
chaotic time.
Maybe this is our last episode ever.
I don't hope so, because it was great again, and I definitely want to do it again. But yeah, maybe it is. That would be sad. Illegal
driving in Scotland.
Could you imagine?
Dive off a cliff.
I'm forever in prison now. Because there are no second chances. Sorry.
No second chances in Ireland. Also a great title.
Yeah, but we already have like China Beach so now. It was really good catch, right? Maybe you can put it into the description. Doesn't matter. But yeah, we are very much hoping or looking forward to the next episode, whenever that might be. And until then, have a very, very nice summer. Enjoy it. And yeah. Bye bye.
I'm hated this episode and do not believe in second chances, so we will not record any other episodes, because it was our first try and there won't be a second. Go eat a midnight snack if it's past 10 p.m. Contribute to pollinating cherry blossoms in your local area, and eat honey. Goodbye.
Bye bye.